This is Amerinds.
Hey Arthur, this is Tom, aka the Ramble Redhead. Just want to leave you a quick message, and I just want you to know I listened to your episode that you entitled Bits and Pieces, and I just want to say that yes, I agree with you 150,000% that if you were closer to me, I think you would be a great, great, great friend to have, and I really enjoy your show. You're so smart. You talk about all the great things, the politics and stuff, and I really enjoy it a lot. And I know I haven't been commenting lately because I was in Germany and all this stuff for a sales meeting, and it's been absolutely ridiculously crazy. But I also wanted to let you know that no wonder people in the States are all angry and bitter. They're only having sex once a week. They should learn from us homos. Or, wait, just me and Jill then. Just kidding. Or maybe Archer and his boyfriend. They seem to have a lot of sex, too. So, anyway, I hope you're doing well. Have lots of sex. And remember that a crazy redhead in Indiana loves your poo. Okay? Take care. Bye.
Hi again, and welcome to episode 79 of the Amerinds Podcast for Friday, March 14th, 2008. Hi again, this is Arthur, a gay American now living in New Zealand. Welcome. Today is a short episode, and I'm going to tell you about that first, actually. I've got just a couple of things I want to tell you about today, and then that's going to be it. Now, the reason it's going to be a short day, a short episode today, partly is because I don't have a lot of time, to be honest, but also because my whole recording schedule for the next 2 weeks is going to be sort of, messed up. And the main reason for that is because we're about to head into a major holiday weekend. It's our four-day holiday weekend, the Easter weekend. And in preparation for that, there are other things going on. For instance, as you probably remember, I normally work at the part-time job on Thursdays. Well, Thursday in this coming week will be like Friday, because Friday, Good Friday, is a public holiday. So they've asked me to come in on Tuesday and Wednesday this coming week, somebody's on holiday. So I normally record on a Tuesday, so instead I'm going to record on a Monday, And then instead of Friday I'm going to record on Thursday my time. It all gets a bit confusing. And the reason for all of that, the reason why all of this is happening is because there are, as I've said before, there are 3.5 days in New Zealand that have a total trading ban. It's Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Christmas Day, and Anzac Day morning. I've talked about Anzac Day in the past. It's an important national holiday. And my point of this is really not to discuss public holidays, but basically just to tell you that they're a very major deal. And Nigel is taking the week after Easter off, which is the last full weekend, last full week in March, and I am as well, which is also my anniversary week. So I'm actually going to be probably recording bits and pieces in advance when I can find the time, so that I can just sort of edit it together during the following week and then post it on that Friday. But because Easter Monday is a holiday, I'm probably not going to be recording on my anniversary week. I'm probably only going to post on the Friday. And because that I'm working 2 days in the part-time job next week, I'm going to be recording on Monday, which is Sunday U.S. time, and also on Thursday, which is Wednesday U.S. time. So it's all going to be a bit messed up, but you'll see. Actually, there were some issues with episode 78, because I don't know why it was. Podomatic didn't want to let me upload the episode. I had to use FTP software instead of their normal through the web way of doing it. And I noticed that on the iTunes Music stores that episode 78 doesn't show up when you go to my podcast thing. What do you call that? It's not a page exactly, but the listings of all the episodes. But if you're subscribed and you download, it downloads without any problem. So I can't figure out what that's all about, but I'm not even going to try. The main thing is that hopefully this episode will load correctly. And I've been trying the method that Calvin from Hello Waffles talked about, which is to delete the media files associated with an episode, but not the episode itself. And we'll see if that actually works in the long run. But that gives you a bit of an idea of what's coming up, that I'm going to be recording on odd days. But I'm also thinking that I might try to record shorter episodes from now on, and just probably focus on one subject or one topic or one thing in the news or whatever it might be. And the main reason is that I'm having a heck of a time keeping up with the podcasts that I subscribe to. I'm having a real tough time not falling behind, even on relatively short ones. When Big Fatty Online started, Big Fatty, it was, well, it still is, 20 minutes. And I thought, oh, that's great. I can keep up with it. No problem. But I'm even starting to fall behind on Big Fatty's podcasts now. So I figure if that's true for me, it's probably true for a lot of other people. And I think maybe if I can keep to shorter episodes, it might be better for all concerned, except for occasional odd longer one, probably when I've got one or more guests, because those, well, that's a whole different animal. But in general, I think I'm going to try to do shorter episodes. We'll see how it goes. Now, lately, over on my blog, amrens.com, I've been having fun talking about a lot of different things, and just today I posted one about, it's called Papakura Beards Attack, and it's about a 16-year-old high school student in Papakura, which is just south of Auckland, who's being threatened with disciplinary action because he has some whiskers. And the whole thing really annoyed me. My post is a bit tongue-in-cheek, as it were, tongue-in-furry cheek, but what annoyed me about it was that the principal, who is, what's her name, Appleby, is her surname, Angela Appleby. She said that, she was quoted in the New Zealand Herald as saying that there's a school rule that students have to be clean-shaven. Well, that was a little bonus. You got to hear Jake talk. He thought there was somebody at the house, and there wasn't. It was just a noise outside, probably birds on the roof or something. Anyway, what I was starting to say was that this Angela Appleby, who's principal of this high school, said that there's a school rule that kids said to be clean-shaven, and the older students, who were around 16, were considered to be role models for the younger children and were required to set a good example. Now, what annoyed me about that was the implication that anybody who had a beard is not a good example, that they're essentially a bad example. And what I immediately thought of is the famous photos of Edmund Hillary coming down from conquering Mount Everest with whiskers on his face. And in front of the Parliament buildings in Wellington, there's a statue of Richard Seddon, a prime minister at the turn of from the 19th to 20th century, with full beard. As a matter of fact, most of the prime ministers in the 19th century had beards. And the husband of the current prime minister has a beard. I have a beard. So maybe I'm just a little bit touchy on this subject. But it just struck me as really silly that they would have some sort of rule like this. Because at 16, you are old enough to have sex, you're old enough to drive, you can get a tattoo, but you're not allowed to decide what to do with whiskers on your face. And that just struck me as absurd. And the problem is that it's literally paternalistic attitude. It goes back to the 1960s when, oh dear, we mustn't do that sort of thing. You know, just... It treats them like children, which is especially a bad idea because at 16, many of those kids are getting ready to leave school, particularly Maori and Polynesians, which is probably the bulk of that high school. And it does nothing to encourage them to stay when you just treat them like little kids. You've got to start treating them like adults, if for no other reason than they're about to leave school anyway, and we need them to be prepared for the real world. And the paternalistic attitudes of people like that they know what to do with, that they know best what kids should do with their own bloody whiskers, just it strikes me as just absurd. And the kid in question, the kid who was being threatened with disciplinary action, has said that he's thinking now about just leaving school because he's had enough, he says. And whether he does or not is really beside the point because the real issue is the larger attitude towards kids these days. And it's just not doing anybody any favors for them to be treating them like children instead of young adults. And speaking of young adults, there's a 19-year-old gay teenager from Iran named Mehdi Kazemi or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't speak Iranian. Anyway, he is being threatened with deportation back to Iran, where, of course, he will be executed. The matter is, again, before the British Home Office. He applied for asylum in Britain. He was denied. He fled to the continent with an idea toward escaping to Europe, which, of course, is a really... to Canada, which is a really bad idea because Canada has been deporting gay refugees lately. But he thought that that's what he would do. He was apprehended. He applied for asylum again in the Netherlands and was declined because there's a rule in Europe, an agreement, that people can only apply in one European country, which is it's to stop refugees from shopping around from country to country to get asylum. So he's going to be sent back to the United Kingdom. And the British Home Office has agreed that they'll review the case after getting pressure from some MPs. But according to CNN, he said, the British Home Office, rather, said that even though homosexuality is illegal in Iran and homosexuals do experience discrimination, it does not believe that homosexuals are routinely persecuted on the basis of their sexuality. Which is, of course, bullshit. Everybody knows that they're persecuted routinely because of their sexuality. The British government apparently felt that gay people in Iran could escape persecution if they were discreet. Which is a bit like saying, you know, Anne Frank could have avoided being executed if she'd just hidden her in her attic a little bit better. You know, it's just, it's really stupid. And it's dishonest of the British government. They must surely know better than what they're saying. So I think that there's going to need to be some pressure applied on the British government. And I'm going to keep watching this to see what happens. But I may have to bring this up again, and I may need to urge you all to ring your local British embassy. But we'll see how that goes. This is just sort of a heads up, I suppose, just in case something comes of that. But now I'm going to go on to comments. And, of course, I played a phone comment from Tom the Ramble Redhead at the beginning of this episode. Thank you very much for that, Tom. And, of course, any of you may at any time feel free to leave a comment of your very own at 206-339-8413. But I'm going to start by going over the Podomatic site, and this is on episode 77, which was the episode I did with Holly. And the comment was from Ramblin' with Roger, who I think is Roger Green, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong about that. Anyway, who said, I can't help but think that the GOP VP candidate will be a governor. The governor from Minnesota or Florida are more likely. I've been strongly for Richardson, especially as Obama's VP candidate. So how's the Spitzer story playing down there? And I said, I'm thinking McCain couldn't pick the Florida governor even if he wanted to. Whoever it is will be much younger and probably with impeccable, so-called, conservative credentials. The Spitzer story got minimal reporting since it's just an odd curiosity in an only-in-America kind of way. Prostitution is a legal profession in New Zealand, and most Kiwis would never expect a politician to resign just for having rented some. Now, about the McCain thing, I don't think that there's any way that he can pick Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, because he is rumored to be homosexual. I say that instead of gay, because he's not out. And if that the McCain campaign couldn't risk that being the case and having it come out, even though polls have shown that Americans are willing to consider a gay person on a national ticket, he needs to shore up his base with the Christian fundamentalists, and so that's the last thing in the world that he needs. He's going. What I think is that he's going, as I said, pick somebody much younger, but also probably somebody who is very acceptable to conservatives, and probably somebody who's got at least some management experience, if possibly some military experience, who knows. But I think it's going to be somebody that nobody's really talking much about. And it's not that I have somebody in mind, I'm imagining what they're probably looking for. But quite frankly, I couldn't care less who he selects, because I'm not going to vote for him no matter who it is. So it doesn't matter to me. But the Spitzer story is a bit more interesting. It was only sort of passing interest, and it was almost kind of a there they go again kind of story. Because, as I said, prostitution is a legal profession in New Zealand. Brothels are legal. And that was this current government put through prostitution reform, which decriminalized the act. Now, it used to be that the prostitutes could be prosecuted for solicitation, but the John couldn't be prosecuted because that wasn't a crime. It probably goes back to 19th century men or something making the laws. But whatever the case may be, it's still true that neither the prostitute nor the John can be prosecuted for that in general. I mean, there are exceptions if the prostitute is underage, for instance, and some streetwalkers are, apparently. But there was another one of those self-selecting polls, I think it was on Stuff, where they asked people, would you expect a New Zealand politician to resign if it was found that they'd used a prostitute? And overwhelmingly, like two to one, the respondents, when I looked at it, were saying no. And they just wouldn't. I mean, obviously, there's the lunatic religious fringe who would say, oh, yes, they've got to leave. But because it's not a criminal activity in New Zealand, nobody would expect a a politician to resign just because of that. Now, if they were prime minister of New Zealand, that might be a different story because that's, you know, the head honcho. But if it was a mayor or a lower official, I'm not so sure. In fact, I am sure that they wouldn't be expected to resign unless they used public funds to do it, which is a whole other matter. And not even Spitzer did that, apparently. But onto the written comments, and this is on the latest episode, which is episode 78 from Tuesday of this week. And the first comment is from the Beat San Francisco, Eric West, who said, "Thank you, Arthur, for stating that we must not do the job of the Republicans by bashing our own candidates. I also think that you're right, we would be friends if you lived in my area. I know we would have some great political discussions. Thanks for all the shows, and look forward to hearing more." And Eric sent me an email prior to that, but the gist of it is in the comments, so I'm not going to bother with the email. But I said in response, "I'm mighty sick and tired of the candidate bashing going on. Honestly, it's all beginning to remind me of that 'Leave Britney Alone' video. Sooner or later, we'll be Nigel and I will be visiting San Francisco. Look for some of those discussions." Yeah, so this week I've ended up leaving more comments on blogs telling people to stop this bloody sniping that is only helping the Republicans, but they totally ignore what I say and carry on with their schoolyard sniping. But I would suggest that those of you within the sound of my voice, if you go to a blog and you see these people sniping back and forth at each other, don't take sides. Don't try to correct them about one candidate or the other. Just step in and say, "Hey, hang on a minute. Every time you people snipe at each other, you're doing the work of the Republicans." If enough of us start repeating that on the various blogs and forums, sooner or later, these people might start to stop. They might realize how bad they're doing things, you know, how much they're endangering the future of the party and our candidate, whoever that ends up being. But it's just my suggestion. I'm going to keep on doing it, so I welcome any of you to join me, if you wish, in the new crusade. Save the Democratic Party. The next comment was from Calvin, who said, laughing out loud, "I wasn't beat by Archer. I think you should be saddened by the fast food expanding in New Zealand. At least I would be. As for deadly sins, I don't believe in them either. I'm not too surprised about the English trying to tighten things up. And I'm shocked people would think that Angels in America is that offensive. Seriously, it's not that racy. I also love making you read out dirty things in your comments. Maybe I'll try and be tamer in future, cocksucker. Oops! Okay, I'm silly." And I said, "Well, I do sometimes go to fast food joints, simply for research purposes, of course. I agree with everything else you said, and I don't mind you being silly at all, dick whacker." A little winky emoticon. And I don't. My podcast does have an explicit tag on it, although I very seldom use it. But it is labeled explicit. But that's it for today. Do send me a comment. You can leave a comment on my blog, amarins.com, or you can send an email to comment@amarins.com, or you can send an email to me personally that I won't read on the podcast to Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, @amarins.com. And, of course, you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. And finally, just a quick reminder that my one-year podcast anniversary is coming up at the end of the month, and you still have about a week to get a greeting to me. And you can either email it to me, you can email an MP3 to me, or you can ring the U.S. listener line, 206-339-8413. Whatever works for you, I don't care, I'm not that proud. But time is a-wastin'. Ideally, I'd like to have everything by about this time next week. So you still got the better part of a week to get it sorted if you are inclined to do it. But if you don't want to do it, don't worry. I won't hold it against you too much. But that is it for this week, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back again on Monday, my time, Sunday, your time, with another episode of the Airman's Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.